From WCBU Peoria Public Radio, this is Out and About. I'm Jen Gordon with Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Today you'll hear from Hannah Ramlow of Soulside Healing Arts. Hannah joins us to talk about Wellfest 2021. The virtual event is taking place Saturday, January 9th and Sunday, January 10th, and features a variety of sessions and practitioners to help you start the new year with your health and wellness in mind. Hannah, welcome back to Out and About.
Thank you for having me.
Now, Hannah, for those of our listeners who are unfamiliar with Soulside Healing Arts and broadly speaking what you do, can you give us just that brief overview of your mission and what the studio does?
Yeah, so Soulside is a nonprofit yoga studio founded in 2018, and all of our classes are offered at a pay-as-you-can or donation-based price range. So we try to decrease barriers to holistic wellness, whether that be financial or physical barriers. So all of our practices are offered at a pay-as-you-can rate, so people can choose what they're comfortable paying for sessions. And then we also have a team of trauma-informed yoga teachers who are trained in making yoga more accessible for all body types. So Wellfest, our virtual event this year, we work to put together a full weekend of offerings that showcase some of the things that we do in the studio more regularly. So people can have sort of a demo experience of the different holistic wellness practices that we host. So there's a lot of different styles of yoga. There is different styles of energy healing, like Reiki and crystal healing. But then there's also herbal wellness and strengthening our immune system. So some of those more holistic practices. We have practitioners leading groups from mostly from Peoria, local practitioners, local presenters, but then we also have some presenters from around the U.S.
I'm looking at kind of the layout of some of the specific classes, and you know, it's just so fascinating. You have some that are even just talking about strengthening your immune system, which right now we all need to do. And then there's also foundations of prenatal yoga. So there are some pretty niche offerings that you have that people might really enjoy looking into.
Yeah, I really truly believe there's something for everyone in this lineup, whether you are have previously been interested in some of these holistic wellness practices, or maybe just thought you should try something out or never thought of it before. You'll see something that interests you between the two full days of programs.
So how does this work? You go to the website, you sign up in advance for one of the many sessions that are listed there. Is it then a live Zoom experience, or can you kind of walk us through the nuts and bolts?
Yes. So our website is where you start to register, and registration is free for every event. We do have a little bit of a perk package you can purchase to support the programming, but you don't have to purchase that to participate. So sign up is free for any number of events that you'd like to attend throughout Wellfest, and then you will be emailed a link to the Zoom meeting. So you'll have access to the Zoom link when you're ready to, when your session starts, and you'll join in with the rest of the group.
One of the sessions that I'm most interested in is on Sunday at 3:00, Collective Trauma and How to Heal. Talk us through how you decided you wanted that to be a part of this year's Wellfest offerings and what all that panel session involves.
So in some of the planning meetings of what this Wellfest should focus on, it was pretty obvious that the collective trauma of 2020 that we've all felt in some way should be a focus. So because of the pandemic, the election, and the historical racial tensions being unveiled this past year, there's a lot to unpack and discuss in that we've all been through some kind of extreme stress or trauma. This Wellfest is in partnership with the NAACP Peoria branch as well. So we have some some leadership in from the NAACP helping plan these programs. So it was really important that we highlight the awareness of anti-Black and oppressive forces in our society. And this panel will be doing just that. So I'm really eager to see how the panelists touched on this topic. I think that they're going to leave us with both honesty and hopefulness in this regard, where we are needing to heal, but it can be difficult when some of those oppressive forces are still present.
And Hannah, can you walk us through the specific panelists that are being featured as part of that session?
Yes. So we have Tahari Allen, who is the outreach director of the OSF Strive Clinic for Trauma Recovery. Harmony Gourley is a certified correctional health professional. And then Rachel Veasley is a clinical social worker and works with the New York Federal Defenders as a mitigation specialist. So all three of these people are seeing trauma daily at extreme levels. So they're really, really close to how to walk people through a healing process when they're in some of their darkest days. And all of them have spoke to that as we prepare, that healing is an individual process, but it's also part of the larger context of what's going on in society.
Do you think that sometimes people, it takes them a while to even realize that they're dealing with trauma and stress? I mean, we all know that it's been tough, but do you come across individuals that you serve that maybe it takes them a while to even understand how much stress they're holding and how much they need to heal from a year like 2020?
Yeah, completely. I think it's really common for people to avoid facing that truth or feel like they have it all under control, and they might for now, but there's always a pressure that's building and that will need to be released at some point. So a lot of the practices we offer at SoulSide and that are being offered throughout WellFest are ways to release, are ways to tap into the emotional reality of what's going on underneath the surface, hold space for yourself to do so safely, and then find a way to move through it. People have this idea that yoga is really about flexibility and strength, which it can be, but at its core, it's about slowing down and giving yourself space to breathe deeply. So when people really understand that and realize that they don't need to be doing hard things to be doing yoga, but just slowing down and breathing, when people kind of have that realization, that's the most valuable thing I think we can do.
That was Hannah Ramlow of SoulSide Healing Arts talking about WellFest 2021. You can sign up for one of the many virtual sessions taking place Saturday, January 9th and Sunday, January 10th by visiting soulsidehealingarts.com. For more information on all upcoming arts events, visit artspartners.net. You've been listening to Out and About, a production of WCBU and Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Each week, we connect you to the arts community by talking with local arts leaders, artists, and performers. Our producer is Daniel Musisi. If you missed a portion of this conversation, you can listen to the full interview at wcbu.org. I'm Jen Gordon, and this is Out and About.